Books on Tape presents Love and Louis XIV, The Women in the Life of the Sun King by Antonia Fraser. Read by Rosalind Landor. The sun, by the light which it shines on those other stars which surround it like a court, is most assuredly the most vigorous and the most splendid image of a great monarch. Louis XIV, Memoirs for the Instruction of the Dauphin. 1662. Part 1. Spring. Chapter 1. Gift from Heaven. They saw in the arms of this princess whom they had watched suffer great persecutions with so much staunchness, their child king, like a gift given by heaven in answer to their prayers. Madame de Motteville, Memoir. The first woman in the life of Louis XIV, and probably the most important, was his mother, Anne of Austria. The name history has given her, Anne of Austria, is misleading since Anne never visited the country. It marks the fact that her father was one of the Spanish line of the Habsburg House of Austria. When Louis, her first child, was born on the 5th of September 1638, the Spanish-born Queen of France was just short of her 37th birthday. This was an age at which a royal princess might well expect to be a grandmother. Anne herself had been married at 14. The queen had, on the contrary, endured 22 years of childless union. Anne, as she told a confidant, had even feared the annulment of her marriage, since childlessness was one possible ground for repudiation according to the Catholic Church. In which case, the former Spanish princess, daughter of Philip III, would either have been returned to her native country, or possibly dispatched to govern the so-called...